Welcome back to Channel Sweats to the 48th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm going to be going over the Fortnite 18.00 update. I'm a bit late on this because I've been busy with school and other things, so I hope that I will not create that as a habit, so I can, I want to try and get onto stuff, faster. But yeah, I'm going to talk about this update and I'm going to talk about some new skins that I should have talked about way earlier. But yeah, let's get into it. Alright, so before I go over the update, I just want to say that there are smaller versions of the cube at the crash site by Holly Hedges. It's like between Holly Hedges and Weeping Woods. It's at that crash site, and there's like smaller. It's not like the ghost cube things. There's just like baby versions of the cube. It's kind of interesting, but I don't know why that's happening. I feel like that's something Fortnite that they wouldn't do like this early into the season. I feel like they would do that like a little bit past midway through the season, or just midway of the season. But first thing I want to talk about is just I'm on the Fortnite website now. This was 2 days ago. Okay, that's not that bad. So it says, from the desk of JP Chipmonsky, Loopers, I repeated in my first letter to you, we need all the help we can get to overcome the cubes. You already joined the global war effort by funding turret stations, but it's going to take just more than that. What is this? Dude, my phone keeps on glitching out. But it's going to take more than just these to be victorious. Luckily, your main ape, JB, has something else up his sleeve. Chose what's produced in the Fortnite war effort. So it says, I've dug up some things for new powerful tools and some old favorites to strengthen your arsenal. The only problem is I don't have the production funds. This is where you come in. Donation boards are set up at POIs for you to chimp in bars towards which item you want to see as future loot. First item to hit 100% funded is immediately unlocked and ready to use. Our first face-off is against two masters of mobility. Lob away and bounce back with the shockwave launcher, or take the skies with the rift to go. New head to campaigns will kick off as our fight against the cubes continues. So save up your bars and help decide the items my crew provides. This isn't all I wanted to discuss though. Next is, there is like, it's not necessarily a trap, it's like an item you use. So it is called the Armored Wall. It's called the Armored Wall. I'm saying that wrong. Strengthen your structures. So in this other article, not this article, this paragraph, it says war means it's time to reinforce, which is why I've bolted together the Armored Wall. Give me any building piece of whole bunch more HP by putting this barrier on it. You can also build pieces with armored walls automatically attached, no matter how you go about it. It's been a lot tougher for enemy to reach you if you surround yourself with them. Okay, I didn't say anything after that. Wait, I need to see that. Give any building. So I'm guessing you can like craft the armored wall yourself, because it says you can also build pieces with armored walls automatically attached, or it's probably some other thing that Fortnite has up their sleeve that I don't know what I'm saying and I don't know what it is. Next is, the armored wall is technically considered a trap, probably because it's a time sink to try to break one. That was on the 21st. I don't have to read that. It just says, like, when he released the armored wall, it's nothing much. Next is Fortnite Battle Royale's fourth birthday. Just because the island's under attack doesn't mean we can't celebrate a little. The bus driver's been dropping people from the battle bus for almost 4 years now, which is a good reason for a party, I think. And hey, what if I told you the party could help our cause? From September 24th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time to September 28th at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Eat birthday cakes for health and shield and throw birthday presents. In parentheses, it says the good kind of cube to free their loot. The presents won't be the only gifts at the party. For completing birthday quests, you can unlock the cake based for me. Back bling, cake on a stick, the hoopla hammer pickaxe, and cupcake spore emocon. Like the birthday cakes and presents, these quests will be live from September 24th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time to September 28th at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. So just one more, I'll say it again. So this starts tomorrow on September 24th. So tomorrow's a Friday, Eastern Time, 9 a.m. And then it will end on the 28th at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. What day is the 28th? On a Tuesday. So next Tuesday. So we have 4 days. And these are just notes for competitive. So it says, donation board voting is not in competitive playlist. Armored walls are not in competitive playlists, but are subject to the new item. Oh. Okay, bye. And it also says birthday cakes, but not birthday presents will be in competitive playlist during the birthday festivity. Yeah, I don't know what that says. So next I'm going to talk about the PlayStation Plus items that you can get. So I need to search it up. PlayStation Fortnite Plus items. Hopefully it shows up. Oh, here it is. No, that's the wrong one. It should be this one. I hope it is. Okay. No, it's showing like all of the old packs. And this is not loading. Okay. I will just have to do that after I go over this. So, I will try to find that after I talk about the new skins that I should have talked about earlier. So, we have the Balenciaga stuff. So pretty much, if you guys don't know what the Balenciaga is, it's like a fashion thing. It's like a fashion skins. It's fashion skins. It's kind of interesting, but kind of cool at the same time. So one of the skins is Unchained Ramirez. So it's like Ramirez, but she just has like a different style, and she's wearing different clothes, and it's like fashion themed and stuff. And here's a Doggo one, but it's called Shady Doggo, and he's like wearing a hoodie, and he's wearing pants. But I saw that you can like get the hoodie online, and it's like over $700. It's kind of crazy. It's the you can get the hoodie that Doggo is wearing, Fortnite Balenciaga, and it's already sold out, and it's for $700. I think it's over $700. I know it's around $700, but I'm not sure like if it was exactly. So I'm just gonna go over the Balenciaga stuff. So first we have the Balenciaga Knights. In this pack, it comes with Ramirez. She comes with an extra style And she's reactive, so like she would turn into gold, I think. You have her back bling, Logo Lugger. And next we have Game Knight. He's a skin. He has an extra style. He is not reactive, and he has a back bling. Next we have the other pack. Fashion Banshee, I think that's how you say it. She comes with an extra style. I can't really tell the difference. Unless something's wrong with my... Oh, wait. Fashion. Bro, they both look the same. She has a back bling. Next, we have Shady Doggo. He comes with two extra styles. The first style is just a white hoodie. The second style is a red hoodie. And the fourth style is a black hoodie. Nothing else changes about him. And next, we have the Balenci looks bundle. So, it's just like... items and gear like gliders and stuff. So first we have the look emote, which is kind of weird. Next we have the speed sneaker. It's like a shoe pickaxe. The shoe is upside down. It comes with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 extra styles. The other extra styles are different colors. Next we have the parasol purse glider. That's a pretty cool glider. All of these things I'm going to say are wraps. So we have the signature look, the signature look midnight, and the signature look 24K. You can get all of those items separately. So you can get, Unchained Ramirez with her back bling for 1,500. Game Knight with his back bling, for 1,200. Shady Doggo with his, back bling for 1,200. Also Fashion Banshee for 1,500, the look emote for 400, the pickaxe speed sneaker for 800, the signature look wrap for 300. Well, I'll just say all the signature looks, but it's still called signature look, but like it has in parentheses just a different name. And the parasol purse glider for 800. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm going to take, a break now, and plus I have to find the items in the, for the PlayStation Plus pack. I will be right back. Alright, so I found the items for the PlayStation Plus bundle. Okay, I need to make sure I'm still recording. Oops. So to have this, to get this bundle, you obviously have to have Fortnite. You have to have the PlayStation 5 or the PlayStation 4 or the PlayStation 4 Pro. And you also have to have the PlayStation Plus subscription. So the PlayStation Plus subscription is just like for Xbox users. It's just like Xbox Live where you can play online. And you also get some games for free with the subscription. You can get some games for free. But yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And I got mine a cheaper way, so I got mine, like, for $36 for a year, and usually it's way much more expensive, but I could have got it for 2 years, but to be honest, I don't know why I didn't get it for 2 years. In the pack, if you have PlayStation Plus and any of the PlayStation 4s, through PlayStation 5s, if you get it, then you will get the Blue Viper Glider, the Cold Back Cloud Blade, Break Contrail, and the Square Up Emote. So there's nothing much to it, but like in the recent years, there would be a skin with it in a back bling, but they just made it simple this year. But I just wanted to say that because not that much people know that it's out. But yeah. And it says, well, all that other stuff doesn't matter. But it just says, grab an outfit and back bling to represent your victory royale in style with the PlayStation Plus Celebration pack. And it is an exclusive PlayStation Plus offer. And this is for free. I forgot to say that this is for free if you have PlayStation Plus. I should have said that like the first thing when I was talking about this. But yes, this is for free. No money. Except you have to get PlayStation Plus to get it. But yeah. That is it for this episode, and I will see you guys in the next one. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review and you will be featured in one of my episodes. You can also be featured in one of my episodes by sending me an email. I will obviously reply to the email. And you can give me some tips for Fortnite or some episode ideas, or just simply say hi, and I will feature you only if you want me to. But yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode. I really appreciate you. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.